Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you've been on planet Earth for the past couple of days, you couldn't have conceivably avoided all the hype concerning the Glastonbury Festival, which took place in the southwest of England. And we're going to chat a little bit about that. We're going to talk about Paul McCartney. We're going to talk about Diana Ross. We're going to talk about Mr. Kendrick Lamar. We're going to talk about these guys. Yeah, keeping it real, keeping it on top of popular culture. Stick with me. I think hopefully you'll find it interesting. And if you do, hit the heart button. Remember, that's how I know you enjoy our content. And if you appreciate the work we do, please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below that enables you to do that. And if you want to support the platform through the donor box, then drop a dollar or a pound or a Bitcoin or a ruble or whatever in the donor box. Right. So, Glastonbury, did you watch it? Well, you know, did I watch it? Not really. I watched little bits of it, okay? So, because of all the hype concerning Paul McCartney and his appearance on Saturday night, I did tune in because I'm a big Beatles fan. You know, I love the music of the Beatles, and I like a lot of McCartney's solo work as well, especially during the Wings years. So, you know, he's got an amazing back catalogue, and I would consider him to be one of the best songwriters we've ever produced. Assuming it's Paul McCartney we're talking about, though, because there is a conspiracy theory about him. But anyway, leaving that to one side, right? Not going in that rabbit hole. So I'm a big fan of Paul McCartney in general. However, he is 80. And I'm not being ageist here because I appreciate that, you know, as we all get older, that doesn't devalue the work that we do. But if you are someone who has to sing for your living, and you turn 80, the reality is that most people's voices, not everyone, but most people's singing voices have kind of gone by that point, as McCartney ably demonstrated on Saturday night. I mean, he looked reasonably good for his age, I suppose. You know, he was obviously living up with the outfit he wore when he came on. He was sort of mimicking or providing an echo of the Beatles' time. And he did lots of, I thought that, you know, some of the songs were a bit odd. I thought it was quite touching, the reference to John Lennon, although he seems to do that all the time now, but maybe that's something that plays on his mind as he approaches the end of probably his own life. You know, he's not at 80. He ain't getting any younger. Anyway, I didn't think, you know, frankly, I didn't think that he could sing in tune particularly well. It didn't matter because the media hyped it like mad. Some of the things that also were strange, he put up an image of his friend Johnny Depp during the gig. Did you see that? That was a bit weird. He also was pictured holding the Ukrainian flag. Well, that was a bit awkward, wasn't it? Pipes of peace and all that, Paul, what happened to the pipes of peace? Pipes of peace, have they been put in cold storage whilst the West attacks Russia? Is that okay, Paul? So anyway, it's a bit embarrassing, but he's always been a bit cringe like that there. For me, the best bit of it actually was just the very beginning when he did a version of Can't Buy Me Love, which everybody knows is one of the quintessential early Beatles classics. So that was a highlight. So I thought McCartney was a bit dodgy. Then I did catch Diana Ross. Diana Ross. Poor Diana. She just, even she was out of tune the whole time. It was, and again, people can say, like, the woman's 78, she's 78, have a little bit of, understanding. Well, I understand that if she can't sing in tune, the thing would be not to bother turning up at all. Just standing there and posing in her glamorous outfit and her gown and stuff, and miming, because I think there was elements of miming going on as well. But she couldn't even mime in tune. So that's a problem. So I thought she was just embarrassing, you know. But then the bit that I missed, because as I say, I only watched a few moments of her, a couple of songs. I couldn't believe, as I said, just how out of tune she was. I didn't watch rapper Kendrick Lamar. I didn't watch him because I have no interest in rapper Kendrick Lamar. My kids know who he is. I don't, and I don't want to. But he was the final act, apparently. But guess what? He ended his Glastonbury headline set with a powerful protest at the rollback of abortion rights in the US. Spoiler alert, they haven't been rolled back. With blood pouring down his face from a crown of thorns. Kendrick proclaimed, "Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you. They judge Christ." All right. All right. So, okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to circle back to this one. He repeated the phrase over and over with increasing intensity. "Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you. They judge Christ." Eventually throwing his microphone to the ground before walking off stage. It was a powerful end to a theatrical appearance unlike anything the festival has ever witnessed. So this is what this guy's on about. Obviously, the guy's got mental issues, which he actually has talked about. Apparently he performed United in Grief, a song that has looked back on his 19-year career and the mental health problems he has addressed over multiple albums. So he has mental problems. I'm not sure therefore he's in a position to lecture anybody. But this issue of putting on a crown of thorns, obviously association with Christ, very offensive to Christians, I would suggest. I certainly find it offensive. That in some way he's pretending he's some sort of Christ-like figure, and he's standing up for women's rights, the right to kill babies. That's, if you judge women for killing babies, you judge Christ. No, you're not. Sorry, Kendrick. I know the likes of the BBC who have promoted Glastonbury outrageously love this kind of stuff, but honestly, it's really, really grim. Without even going into the Roe v. Wade thing, I'm not going to get into that at this point. What I'm saying is that he's very interested in women's rights, maybe not so much interested in babies' rights. Yeah, maybe not so keen on that, Kendrick. And Kendrick, if you want to talk about Christ, try and understand what Christian teaching is. And one of the most fundamental Christian teachings is, the right to life. The innocence of the child, the protection of children. Those are Christian values, Kendrick Lamar, but that doesn't maybe suit your agenda. So as I say, anyway, we have all these, drugged out hippies in the crowd at Glastonbury enjoying this lunatic waffling on things of which he knows nothing. And that's my summary of Glastonbury. Did you watch it? I wonder what you thought of it, or maybe you had much better things to do with your time. Anyway, that's it for me. Thanks for listening.